أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وكلًا نقص عليك من أنباء الرسل ما نثبت به فؤادك وجاءك في هذه الحق موعظة وذكرى للمؤمنين. الله سبحانه وتعالى in ayah number 120 of Surah Al-Hud informs the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the reason why Allah has related to him the details about the past generations, the Anbiya and their people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs him, وَكُلَّنْ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we relate to you and inform you everything of the news and the information of the messengers. مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, in order to fortify and to strengthen your heart. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to endure a lot of suffering, and he watched his people suffer, and he watched his family suffering. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to strengthen his heart and to fortify his heart by informing him of the sufferings of the previous Anbiya. Great Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam were rejected by the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related these incidents to him so that he may realize, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he is experiencing similar situations and circumstances that Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam were faced with. And he had to endure similar sufferings than the sufferings that they had encountered. And sometimes, when we wish to console a person, you make the person feel as if he is not alone and he is not the only one suffering from that. Or you tell him of people who are worse off than himself. There's a sense of relief. There's a sense of inner strength that the person draws from these type of accounts and these type of details that are given to him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also teaches you and I the method that we should use when consoling others by reminding them of the sufferings of other people and the difficulties that they undergo. Sometimes with our children also, because they are so used to having things in a certain way, in a particular way, and due to circumstances, maybe they, for some reason, are deprived of whatever luxury they were used to, then they complain or they fuss. Then you should remind them of others, other children or other communities, other people who are lesser off than themselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we relate to you the incidents of all the prophets in order to strengthen your heart, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to fortify your heart. وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ الْحَقِّ. And apart from that, that is one objective why we have related to you these incidents. And Allah says, وَجَاءَكَ فِي هَذِهِ. And therein, in all these details and stories and incidents that we have related, the truth has come to you. The truth, it was absolutely truth. Every detail that we have given to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we have revealed in the Quran with regards to the previous nations and the Anbiya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it was nothing more than the absolute truth. Wa maw'iba. And therein also there's a maw'iba, an admonishment for people to abstain from what they were engaged in and not to perpetrate the crimes that they had perpetrated, because they too will suffer a similar outcome like those generations. Wa dhikra. And also, it's a reminder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذِكْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, a reminder for the believers that they should take lesson from these stories and incidents. وَقُلْ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell those who do not want to believe, those who have not brought iman, tell them, اعملوا على مكانتكم, do whatever it is that you are doing. I have invited you, I have made the effort, I have encouraged you, I have related to you the incidents of the people of the past, I have brought to you the miracle of the Quran, I have shown you certain miracles. They still are not believing. Tell them, اعملوا على مكانتكم. Well, then carry on doing what it is that you are doing. Inna amilun, we will continue doing what we are doing. Don't expect us to give up what it is that we are doing, since you are not prepared to give up what it is that you are doing. And even if you do give it up, we will not give up what we are doing, because we are on the truth. So, اِعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ, you go on doing what it is that you are doing. Inna amilun, we are going to continue with what it is that we are doing. وَانْتَظِرُوا, go on waiting. Inna مُنْتَظِرُونَ, we are waiting as well. Wait, you wait, we are waiting as well to see what the outcome of the matter will be. And we will wait for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decision regarding ourselves. وَلِلَّهِ غَيْبُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, to Allah belongs the secret of the heavens and the earth. وَإِلَيْهِ يُرْجَعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّ, every matter and every affair will be brought back before Allah. فَاعْبُدُهُ, worship Allah, remain in the ibadah of Allah. وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَيْهِ, put your trust and all your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not unaware of all that you do. We have come to the end of Surah Hud, and from next week, inshallah, we'll commence the tafsir of Surah Yusuf. May Allah grant us the understanding. Subhanallah.